Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day, April 28th, 6:37 in the morning. The sun is coming up. It's just touching the tops of the trees out here. It's going to be another gorgeous day. And right now it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
Oh, yeah.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Explore Butte County. Hike the top 35 trails in Butte County. Download the Hike Butte CA Pass at explorebuttecounty.com/hike. Hike the trails, win swag, and today will be a great day to go hike the trails. It's going to be sunny, big, bright blue sky, and not too hot. So, I mean, if you're looking to hike, today's the day. Sunny in 70s is our weather today.
God, what you can't ask for anything Mwah. More. Mwah.
Just beautiful. So there's that. All right. I'll begin with Biden. The first 100 days, he's going to be speechifying tonight.
All right.
And that'll happen around 6 o'clock. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, I bet it'll be on CNN. That's my tip. You might find that on CNN if you're interested in watching the president speak on his first 100 days and where we go from here. Okay?
Yep.
Oh, I meant to mention this because I mentioned it much earlier. So my wife loves home decorating like Sarah does. They're both very into it. Actually, and Bryn also very into home decorating.
Not really. Not decorating, just more like building.
He's in the construction phase. Let someone else pick out the colors.
Right. Got it. Right. Well, you do live with a fashionista, so
that is
right.
True. You don't want to step in her way.
She knows, and you don't. I'm sure you've heard that.
Amen.
Before.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, this lady who does these remodels on Instagram that my wife follows, if you're interested, her name's Angela Rose Home, and I believe she's trying to get an HGTV show, just like Sarah is also trying to get an HGTV show.
I don't need any more work. Don't be silly.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you just said you want them to underwrite the bed and bath you're building in Vermont.
No, I said if I ever got a Vermont bed and breakfast and I was working on, then I would, yes, try to get an HGTV. But I'm busy. I got a job. I'm fine.
It's bed and breakfast, not bed and bath?
It's a bed and breakfast, yeah.
Oh,
a B&B. I think beyond. You're thinking of Bed Bath & Beyond and Blood
I'm
Blood Bath & Beyond.
Somehow, for sure, yeah. Yes. No surprise there, though. All right, so let me run down a few things. First of all, I thought I'd just mention this because we do still have people out there who are naysayers. We are currently at, with this COVID crisis, 3.1 million deaths worldwide. Those are real people. Those are real bodies. That's a real problem, and it continues. India is suffering hard right now. And we're doing pretty good, actually. In fact, things are looking really good as you see more counties coming, jumping the next tier up. You see more people. Let me see if I can find the actual. I'm doing this in just a kooky order, but it looks like more than 50% of Californians 16 and up are partially or fully vaccinated.
Oh, that's great.
So that obviously leaves many others still not vaccinated, and there's lots of openings, so it's a good time to go get that done. The threat of variants remain, and so our government continues, then the CDC continues to urge all eligible Californians to get vaccinated to help move us past this pandemic. One of the things they're announcing today, the CDC first announced it yesterday, and California is on board, which is good. They've reviewed and support the CDC's new masking recommendations, which means you don't need one outdoors in small groups. So they're saying if you've been vaccinated, you can be outside without even thinking about it. You don't have to worry about it, unless you're, of course, at a concert or in a place where a mass is gathered. Concerts aren't even happening yet, but they're going to come up, sneak up on us quick. And I'll be at one ASAP. I can't wait.
Right.
So anyway, that's the new deal here in California is they're going to relax the rules for people who've completed the COVID-19 vaccine series. And that means a little less time behind a mask, a little less time smelling your own breath.
I'll take a little less time. You know, even a little less time is less time. It's
now, I would suggest,
especially now as it gets warmer, it's sweaty behind that mask. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is when maskney season starts.
I'm not your mom, but I'll just remind you, you still need to wear it in stores and indoors.
So it's best to have one in your pocket, even if you're not necessarily pulling it out when you leave the house.
Right. And I also would suggest just for like, this is how I'll handle things. You don't really want to find yourself having to defend why you're not wearing a mask, and I'm not interested in fighting you. So, right. You know, maybe if you're around others that are, you know, giving you side eye, maybe throw that thing on rather than fist fight them.
Right.
You know.
Or make your stand,
yeah,
damn it.
Or do that.
Whatever, whoever you are, you
do. A full 100% of employees in a new survey say they're nervous about going back from remote work back to the office. They're nervous. The biggest things people are worried about is being exposed to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, gets a little selfish, having less flexibility and commuting. Mm-hmm. Who wants that?
Nobody. Not right. I, my friend.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let's take this break a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
Pfizer says their new pill that you can take at home when you feel COVID symptoms to treat it right there on the spot is on track to be available by the end of the year.
Oh, I hadn't heard about that. That's great.
It is great. And that's good news because I had heard that it's likely we'll have to get a booster shot, even if you've had the full two.
Yep.
In a year, you may need a booster, but that pill's just more support to help get us through this nonsense. So there's a woman who found out she's a felon.
Okay, yeah. Tell me what's going on with this lady.
52-year-old lady named Karen McBride says she's been let go from a lot of jobs for no reason. And suddenly she now knows why.
Oh, my God. What could it be?
I guess our gal, Karen McBride, she just got married in Texas. And when she went to try and change her last name, they said, you have an outstanding felony charge back in Norman, Oklahoma. So she's moved from Oklahoma to Texas. They're neighbors, I believe, right? Isn't Oklahoma
right above it? Yeah.
Right. So anyway, she's living in Texas now. And as she went to change her new name, you know, I'm married.
I'm married.
Let's fill out that paperwork. She looked into it and she has a felony embezzlement charge. That comes from 1999 when she rented a VHS tape of Sabrina the Teenage Witch from a video store and never returned it.
Good choice. I like that show. It's on Hulu. I've been rewatching it. So, yeah. Anyways,
cheers.
If you need that 90s like nostalgia.
I don't. Thanks though. That's really funny.
You are
so adorable.
You're gold, Coco.
Good choice.
Gold.
I wouldn't have given it back either. All right, so you're telling me she's got enough late charges that it's amounted to a felony now.
Well, so
embezzlement, they called it.
Yeah. That's the weird part. So they say she rented the Sabrina the Teenage Witch, never returned it. The charges were filed in the year 2000.
Oh, my God. This is awesome.
She says she has no memory of renting it. Quote, I lived with a young man. He had two kids, and I'm thinking he went and got it and didn't take it back or something. I've never watched that show in my entire life. It's not my cup of tea.
Oh.
How is she going to get this cleared?
It sucks.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh, Britt is on the record saying that sucks, Beavis.
Oh, Britt.
That's funny.
The talking cat?
You're my dude, but man, speaking of sucks.
Yeah, Salem.
That blippy thing that you turned us on to, my kid is truly an addict. I put on Frozen even. I'll go, let's watch Frozen. Mm-hmm. 2 minutes in, change it to Blippi. Oh, my God. Please, not more Blippi. Anything. I'll sing Frozen songs with you.
No, thanks, Blippi.
Right. Anyway.
Which one? The three-year-old or the...
Oh, this is the two-year-old. Yeah, this is the older one is on to other things for sure. Anyway, she says she has no idea where this tape is. Even if she did, it wouldn't help. The video store went out of business in 08. So she's been carrying a felony embezzlement charge. And she truly believes the reason she's been let go of gigs is because HR finally digs into her paperwork and sees felony embezzlement. And she ends up fired.
So what can she do? I want to save her.
They say here that while the county could still prosecute her, they've announced they're dropping the charges and she's going to go to try and get it removed from her record and explains, yeah, I can't have that on my record. I didn't do anything.
Also, it should never get to that point.
Agreed. I do.
How many people are walking around with felony embezzlement charges because of this one store that's like, that's it. We're taking this. We're the full extent of the law.
I don't know, but I do think that that's heavy to find out because you're changing your name that, this may be why I've been weirdly fired and never been explained to me.
Or she's a sucky employee and she's just using
that could be that. Excuse, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
One of those.
Definitely could be that.
You'd think they would say to her that that was the reason, you know? Wouldn't you? Someone would have said,
I don't know, you know,
what's going
I'll
on
tell
with
you
felony
something.
Embezzlement charge.
We've been party to different conversations, and often our boss will say, you keep your damn mouth shut, period. You're not allowed to talk about anything because we don't want no trouble. Mm-hmm. So who knows what the HR department found themselves in. Like, maybe they can't say.
Right.
Maybe they don't. Maybe it's, this person's a lying liar who said they never had a felony, and here we are finding they don't talk to them. I don't know.
Just let them go and let's wash our hands of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. There are entire departments.
Someone in HR will let us
in Sacramento dedicated to.
They're freaking out right now that we're even talking about it, Danny. You know they monitor every word we say to make sure we're walking the HR straight and narrow.
Right. No, that's an inside joke, everyone. Our HR department has moved to Sacramento.
We don't know where they are. They tell us Sacramento, but they say everything is in Sacramento. Every time I ask, hey, how do I? Oh, that's in Sacramento. Well, what about the Sacramento?
Yeah.
Okay, so do I have to go to Sacramento? Do these people not have phone calls? Phone lines?
Just put in a ticket.
Ticket. I don't like the ticket. I don't want to put in a ticket. I want to talk to someone about it.
Got to be patient.
I don't have that tool in my toolbox. Ask Dick.
What?
Patience.
What are we supposed to ask him?
Whether or not Sarah has the patience tool in her toolbox.
I need to know.
Now I'm not opening a ticket.
I'm surprised to find out he knows anything about your toolbox, but okay.
Mm. Yeah, not that toolbox. Fool. Mm-hmm. Come on.
You're the one.
You're the one.
Oh, jeez. Not that toolbox, Bryn. Talking my mental toolbox.
All right. You say. Anyway. Let me do a couple fast facts for you. The United States has the highest drinking age in North or South America. The next closest is Paraguay at 20.
Oh,
but 21, 21 is the highest.
21 does seem...
What? Wrong?
It does. Truthfully, I feel like... I don't know. I'm sure I'm stepping out on a limb here on a cliff. But I've been to places where it's 16 and it's... People will find it. Like you telling me 16-year-olds can't find a way if that's what they want. I think if you make it a big deal and a thing to wait for, and it's, you know, it's anything that's taboo is more awesome always. But if you have an easier attitude toward it, I think kids are less like, oh, that's it, I gotta do that.
But I hate to say, one of the biggest hurdles of my youth was getting alcohol. Like, it was this thing. It was all the time.
But you found a way.
You bet I did.
And
well, I hey-mistered a lot.
That. Sure.
That was the one main way, was to hey-mister it right in front of the Ralphs.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, mister, can you buy me some beer? You know, that's a true alcoholic is not going to the party hoping they have drinks. You get those and you bring those with you.
Yeah.
Duh.
Because there's no way I'm going to a party that doesn't have drinks.
Well, right. I mean, what are we going to scramble for our share?
Right. Well, listen, and alcoholics aside, if you're 18, you can be drafted. You can be sent to fight and die for the country. It seems that they're considering you an adult in that capacity. I don't I think at least 18. You vote. I mean, you're an adult in every way except, you know, you can't drink. Why? Because we're Quakers. Like, it's just silly. But that's just my opinion. Please don't write in about it. It doesn't. I don't have any influence on that.
800-400-3697 is our text number.
Things I have to say. Start a ticket. Open a ticket.
We'll
get
a ticket.
Just have some patience. We'll get to your complaint when we get to it.
One last one before I do your text. The Guinness Book of World Records has discontinued some of its categories, including raw egg consumption, the heaviest pet.
Oh.
And the most beers consumed in an hour.
That is really a good move on their part. Those are all things that are not, it's not good news when you win the world record for having the heaviest pet.
Right.
It's actually tragic for your pet.
Yes, and you don't want to inspire people to compete like that.
Right.
That's not a good idea.
That's a solid thought process from Guinness. You know what we want to do? Most knives in the eye in 20 minutes. We're going to cancel that one.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple things that you guys wrote.
Okay. Kill it.
We offer our two teenage daughters a small glass of wine with dinner every once in a while.
Yeah, growing up, I would get wine with water. When we were having a nice dinner, you'd get a splash of wine, and they'd fill the rest with water, and you just felt like a grown-up, and it just wasn't a thing. Of course, alcoholism runs in my family, so probably not the best, but whatever. It all works.
Well, whatever. And our concern isn't the booze, it's the NyQuil around here, so.
Yeah, that seems to be a problem, really. I mean, definitely. I mean, I feel like I'll be fine.
408 says, have you watched Bluey with the kids? It's so cute. Yes, Bluey is excellent.
What's Bluey?
It's a dog. It's a Australian blue heeler.
Ah, Bluey.
And they got an Australian accent, and it's
awesome.
A family of these little guys, and they're very cute and funny, actually. They're good. Of course, my kid's not addicted to that because that's something dad would watch.
Yeah. Mm.
Blippi is freaking killing me, though. Oh, there they are. Aren't they cute?
And the little one's Bluey?
There's Bluey.
So cute.
Yep, they're very cute.
I like to listen to stuff where there's accents so that I can learn the accent.
Oh.
I get them all mixed up sometimes.
Yeah, actually, my daughter asked me to do Australian yesterday, and I can't do that.
Fosters.
Australian for beer, mate.
Yeah, doesn't he do that? I think he does it. I think we have that on tape.
No.
Vinny's awesome.
I don't think he does that. I think that was Hooman.
I thought it was Hooman. The two of them. I thought it was them both together.
No, I can't.
No, it was you and Hooman.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Foster's. It's Australian for beer, mate.
Yeah, you're right. Let's hear yours, Vin. You watch Bluey.
I can't. No, I haven't seen Bluey because I can't. Mm. We won't get to. We don't. Okay, I got to go. What's coming up in the trash?
Who else is running for California governor? Please let this guy run.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.